Does it really matter what a person thinks? It's an interesting question. We know that the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, any virtue, any praise, that we're to think about those things. Where does that put us? If that verse is true, where does that put us? Because I know a lot of people, you know, our thoughts are somewhat under attack. And does it matter? Well, in Genesis, we're told in chapter 6, verse 5, that God saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And God was sad. I mean, he repented the Lord. The Bible says that he had made man, and it grieved his heart. That's pretty powerful. So it does matter to God what we think. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5, the Bible says, the thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. And that's so. They're thinking about evil all the time. And then in Matthew 15, 19, the Bible says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. So I guess it comes down to who are you, and as a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. What do you believe? Where are you headed? What is your hope? And what do you take joy in? The Bible tells us that God is looking. He looks at the heart, but he's also searching, you know, he sees what our thoughts are about. In Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. We can't know them, but we can think about those things. And so as we think about our thoughts, I think it's good to pause and just to stop and take an inventory. Well, what have I been thinking about today so far? You know, are we simple-minded? Are we thinking the right kind of thoughts? Are we thinking about things that are good? You know, if we're going to think about things that are true, it's hard to find truth, isn't it? But God's word is true. His promises are true. His prophecies are true. And he is faithful and true. If we're going to think about things that are honest, well, God is honest. He tells it like it is. Doesn't sugarcoat his word. Sin will be judged. Hell is real. Heaven is real. Grace is real. God is honest. So we think about that. And what is just? Well, God is just. He's a just God. He's perfect in all his ways. He is without sin and without error. He makes no mistakes. God is pure. So if we're going to think about things that are pure, we don't have to go too far. His word is pure. His motives are pure. His spirit is pure. The invitation is pure. His cleansing power is pure. His blood is pure. Oh. And then if we're going to think about things that are lovely, of course, absolutely. There's nothing more lovely than to look at the Lord and see who he is. To gaze upon his mercy, his gifts, and his provision, and his creation, and marvel at his ways. Well, it does matter what a man thinks. And I believe that we are to guide our thoughts toward God, not toward what's on the news, and not toward all the what-ifs that might happen if this happens or that happens. But we're to think about God and what he's doing, and how good he has been and what he has done, and oh, what is yet to be, right? As a man thinketh, it does matter what we think. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace, praying that you have an incredible weekend of worship.